This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September the 27th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's the National Day of Forgiveness. Over the past few weeks on this program, we've talked about several things that make life richer and better. The importance of world peace, the value of holding hands, the strength that comes from positive thinking. All these conversations lead us to a powerful truth, that if we want to make a better world and live a better life, we need to take positive action. And today we can do that by learning to understand and embrace forgiveness. Because without forgiveness, we carry a heavy burden. We carry anger and grudges and resentment. And that burden holds us back. It even prevents us from living fully in the present. And it clouds our ability to picture a light and loving future. So today, we're going to take time to reflect on forgiveness. We'll look at what it truly is and what it isn't. We'll explore the cost of holding on to grudges, the toll it takes on our health and our heart. We'll consider the benefits of letting go and the emotional freedom that forgiveness brings. And because forgiveness often works in both directions, we'll also recognize that sometimes it's not only about forgiving others, but also about apologizing and seeking forgiveness for ourselves. Forgiveness is often described as a gift we give to others, but more importantly, it's a gift we can give to ourselves. At its core, forgiveness is the conscious decision to release resentment, to release anger or the desire for revenge towards someone who's harmed us, regardless of whether they deserve it or not. It's not about erasing the past, it's about freeing ourselves in the present. Psychologists tell us that clinging to bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. When we hold a grudge, we are in essence keeping ourselves chained to the very pain that hurt us in the first place. Research confirms this. A 2016 study found that people who hold on to anger and grudges experience higher levels of stress, elevated blood pressure, and increased risk of heart disease. Another study showed that people who practiced forgiveness reported lower levels of anxiety, depression, and hostility, and greater satisfaction with life. So the science is clear. Holding on to hate imprisons us. Forgiveness liberates us. The truth is deeply personal for me. My parents were Holocaust survivors. They witnessed and experienced atrocities beyond imagination. They lost their families and their communities to hatred and violence. No one could expect them to simply forget what they endured, and they never did. But here's the lesson they taught me. They chose not to live with hatred in their hearts. They forgave. They didn't see every German as the Nazi enemy. They didn't brand every person with a label. Instead, they judged individuals they met on who they were in that moment. They didn't bear a grudge against a stranger for the crimes of history. They built lives founded on positivity, on generosity, on love, and on forgiveness. In choosing not to hate, they modeled forgiveness, not by condoning evil or pretending it didn't happen, but by refusing to let the perpetrators have ongoing power over their present and their future. That's the paradox of forgiveness. People often believe that letting go is a sign of weakness, or that forgiving means excusing wrongdoing. But in reality, forgiveness doesn't change the past. It really just changes our future. It doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean saying what happened was okay. It means saying, I will not let what happened destroy my peace today or poison my tomorrows. Holding on to grudges carries a heavy price. Studies show that unforgiveness increases the release of cortisol, the body's stress hormone. Chronically high cortisol levels are linked to fatigue, to poor immune function, and even shortened lifespan. In contrast, forgiveness has been shown to lower our blood pressure, improve our sleep quality, and strengthen our immune system. Emotionally, the benefits are just as powerful. People who forgive report stronger relationships, greater feelings of empathy and compassion, and more resilience when facing new challenges. There's even evidence that forgiveness extends longevity. A 2019 study published in the journal Psychology and Health found that individuals who scored higher on forgiveness lived longer and healthier lives. So on this National Day of Forgiveness, it's worth asking ourselves, what are we carrying that we don't need to? Who has power over us because of our anger, our resentment, or our refusal to let go? Desmond Tutu, who chaired South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, once said, "Without forgiveness, there is no future." And he was right. Forgiveness doesn't just heal individuals. It heals relationships. It heals families, communities, even nations. My parents knew this. They lived it. And they passed that lesson to me. They passed the lesson that no matter what, we can choose love over hate, peace over bitterness, and freedom over captivity to the past. The poet William Blake wrote, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong." My parents showed that strength, and they shared their knowledge and forgiving and loving to me, so that I could live a better future. And it's a lesson that I appreciate that they taught me. So as we spend this hour together reflecting on forgiveness, let's remember forgiving someone else isn't about them. It's about us. It's about reclaiming our right to live fully, to live freely, and to step into the future unshackled by the pain of yesterday. At the end of this hour, we'll talk a little more about the power of forgiveness and learn how we can ourselves be more forgiving. In the meantime, you're From a Woman's Perspective's team of experts are here, as usual, to share their knowledge and experience so we can make informed decisions with no regrets. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. We'll chat with Christine, the health coach, and matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after one important message about organ donation, we'll speak with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So stay with me and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being and to continue our education about insurance, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. Last week, we talked a bit about life insurance companies as strategic investors, vital to the well-being of our Canadian economic health. Today, let's go back to basics. What is life insurance, and what kinds of life insurance policies are there? Before I do, On my business card, I have the following line. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Life insurance is the most tangible expression of this thought. Doing something today that your future self will thank you for. At its simplest, life insurance is a contract between you and an insurance company in which you pay a premium and the insurance company will pay you a guaranteed amount of money upon your death, whenever that occurs, to your beneficiaries, tax-free. That's it. Full stop. That's as simple as it gets. There are two basic types of insurance, term insurance and permanent insurance. There may be variations on these two fundamental types, usually crafted in concert with the marketing departments of an insurance company to address niche needs in the marketplace. However, in essence, this is it. Term insurance or permanent insurance. Term insurance is temporary insurance. It's designed to offer budget-conscious protection for a minimal price. It usually has limitations in either the length of coverage, it can stop at a specific time or age, or it has an escalating price. The price will increase every 5, 10, 20 years, maybe every year. Again, there are variations designed by the marketing department of insurance companies. One way to look at this type of insurance is that you're renting protection. You're using it for a specific purpose for a specific amount of time. Permanent insurance is exactly that, permanent. It's designed to be there for your whole life and pay out the guaranteed face amount upon your death whenever this occurs and however it occurs. Permanent insurance premiums are usually higher. However, over time, these premiums can become less onerous. Like buying a home, the initial costs are greater. However, the value in your home is designed to increase. Consequently, the majority of these permanent policies accumulate cash value. Over time, these accumulated values may be sufficient to pay the required premium, effectively making the policy paid up. However, this is not a guaranteed feature of these policies. Now I'm going to contradict myself. Again, the marketing department might ask, direct the policy designers, called actuaries, to create a permanent policy with a limited and guaranteed set payment period. Or they might ask for a policy where the premiums increase over time. Or they might suggest reducing the buildup of policy values and just have the policy with a guaranteed face amount with little or no cash and payable for as long as you live. They're all variations on a permanent policy with slightly different features that are appropriate for a person or family or business needs. The options may be endless and probably confusing. I'm sorry for that. A good life insurance agent is going to spend the upfront time asking you about your life goals, your personal goals, your financial circumstances, your estate needs, your family needs, tax considerations, and maybe some questions about your extended family. We're not being nosy. We just need to understand your needs so that we can suggest the best combination of features, benefits, and price that work for you. And, oh, by the way, there are more times than I can count when I combine the above term and permanent into one unified product so as to save complexity and money and make things relatively simple. You pay one premium and you have a range of coverages under one policy. Next week, I'm going to discuss permanent insurance. We'll dispel some myths, suggest some uses, and clarify some misconceptions. Please don't hesitate to connect. If you have a more fulsome questions, drop us a line at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca, or as always, you can call me at 416-708-6229. We're happy to help.
I like the idea of doing something today that our future self will thank us for. It's an opportunity today to have a conversation with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial and ask your questions, understand your options, gain an understanding of insurance. The number again, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Kevin, thank you for talking about insurance when a lot of us don't like talking about it and bringing it to something that we can deal with and offering to help each and every one of us. You've said it before, you're an enabler and you help people with, and you have over 30 years of experience and are dealing with the same people you started with. So I'm so glad you're part of our team and I look forward to speaking to you and learning more about insurance next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, to your listeners. Have a great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C, next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C, new from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we talked a little bit about blood sugar and acne and the role that that this can have on our skin, for example. And certainly if people are having acne along with fatigue after meals or strong sugar cravings or even increased belly fat or mood swings, these can also all be subtle signs that our blood sugar regulation might not be optimal. And from a naturopathic perspective, often we'll do some lab tests. And we don't just look at, for example, fasting glucose. We might look at things like insulin levels. And we also might look at, for example, some of the hormones and how they're interacting together to get a much clearer picture of what our blood sugar is doing in the body and how it's affecting the hormones. So certainly, there's lots of things that we can do if it is related to our diet. So I'm going to talk about four key things that we can address from a blood sugar regulation perspective and how we can affect acne. So the first thing is to focus on low glycemic foods. So we want to choose foods that don't spike our blood sugar as quickly as, for example, just sugar, for example, and that means eating plenty of colorful vegetables, leafy greens, whole grains, for example, quinoa could be helpful, lean proteins and healthy fats. Nuts and seeds and legumes are great staples, and even swapping, for example, berries if we want a snack over things like candy or sweet potatoes or potato chips and things like that. For some people, dairy might be a trigger, and for some people, even skim milk can raise insulin levels. So that this doesn't mean that everybody needs to cut it out completely, but it's something really that we often explore, especially if acne persists despite other changes in the diet. Healthy fats and anti-inflammatory foods can be very helpful. Things like omega-3, which is found in salmon and sardines and walnuts and flax seeds, they really help to calm the inflammation through the body, including our skin. And we often focus on what's called a Mediterranean-style diet, and these basically include these fats along with a lot of vegetables, olive oil, and herbs, and it's linked to better acne outcomes. Lifestyle, of course, is important, so exercise really helps our body use insulin more effectively, and it actually helps to lower our circulating blood sugar. Of course, sleep and stress management are also important, because when we're stressed or we're sleep deprived, a hormone called cortisol level rises, and that can worsen our blood sugar swings and inflammation. And naturopathically, sometimes we do include supplements. Certain nutrients can support insulin balance and healthy skin, and those are really done on an individualized basis. So particularly, we want to focus on gut health. For example, we want to look for specific nutrients that might be low in the body, and they may include omega-3. It might include zinc, for example, but it's really done on an individualized basis. So we do know that acne is often more than skin deep. It can be a sign that our body is really struggling to keep blood sugar and the insulin and our hormones in balance. So naturopathically, we look at the labs, our nutrition, even lifestyle and targeted supplements. And basically, we want to get to the root of the breakouts and support cleaner skin from the inside out. And if people have any questions or they're interested in booking an appointment, they can give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Before I let you go, Dr. Betty, just wondering, if we're having these issues, how do we test for our problem when we come to you?
Well, typically the lab tests can be done many different ways. We often will run blood tests. For example, we'll send patients to one of the common labs with a requisition from our clinic, and we might test, for example, for thyroid, or we might test blood sugar, insulin, something called HbA1c. We might test for testosterone or some of the androgen hormones. Those are the hormones that often are associated with more testosterone testosterone production in the body. Often patients with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, might have an excess of what we call androgens. So we can do really comprehensive testing with our patients to really identify the root of their skin issues, as well as many other health issues that are that they're struggling with in their day-to-day lives.
Well, apparently, acne is not just for the young. Unfortunately, all of us can deal with it at some point. If you want to deal with it naturally, then take down the number 905-707-2001. That's the number for Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. And when you call, ask for your complimentary consultation. That's 905-707-2001. And get the help you need to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you're remembering conversations where you wish you'd understood better and things didn't go as you hoped because you couldn't hear what was going on around you, today is Forgiveness Day, and you can forgive yourself for past instances, and you can move forward in a better direction. It is Forgiveness Day, so forgive yourself and listen to what Edmund Ivazian can offer us in terms of helping us hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today we are talking about forgiveness. And at first, it might sound like a grand idea reserved for big mistakes or major conflicts. But forgiveness shows up in the smaller corners of our lives, too, in the everyday moments where our relationships are tested. When someone we love misunderstands us, or when words come out in frustration, tension builds. If we hold on to it, resentment grows. But forgiveness has a way of softening that hardness. It clears the air and allows love, patience, and connection to flow again. For many families, hearing loss becomes one of those hidden sources of tension. A husband feels unheard. A daughter grows tired of repeating herself. A parent withdraws rather than ask for help one more time. None of it is intentional, but it strains relationships all the time. And often, frustration builds on both sides. And I've sat with patients who admit how much this weighs on them. They feel guilty for snapping at their spouse or shamed for avoiding social situations. And I've spoken to family members who confess they sometimes lose their patience, even though they know it isn't really their loved one's fault. What they all long for is forgiveness. The beautiful thing is, when hearing improves, forgiveness often follows. The tension eases, conversations become easier, laughter comes more freely, and the bond between people feels renewed. Forgiveness opens the door for connection to grow again. So as we think about forgiveness today, maybe it's worth remembering that it doesn't always have to be about the past. It can be about making space for a better future. And if hearing has been a barrier in your family, maybe the path towards forgiveness begins with taking the step to hear better. And at Hearing Aid Source, we'd be honored to help make that possible.
Well, Edmund, I've sent you many people who phoned me and thanked me because you don't just look at them, you give them a hearing test. You listen, you explain, you even let people test drive hearing aids. Anyone listening who's frustrated and perhaps having difficulty maintaining relationships because you aren't hearing what's being spoken, then remember the name, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. Make a call. It won't cost you anything to get started. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Ask your questions, get your answers, and be on the path to mend your fences if necessary, and definitely mend your hearing aids if they need it. Thank you, Edmund. Speak to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Take care.
If you're kicking yourself because you've been sitting and waiting for the right person to knock on your door and you haven't met anyone new and you haven't dated maybe in months or years, stop. Forgive yourself and know that Cupid does exist. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So when I think about people in their 60s and 70s dating, I think I have, I have a huge client base of people in that age group that date. And I often get questions or sometimes complaints from people about what they should be doing or what people are like that they go on dates with. And some of the advice I give is when you're planning a date, and men should be planning dates as well as women, so it's not just the women's prerogative to come up with all the ideas every time. It's really, really attractive when you're a man and you've taken some time to plan a date. And just because you're 60 or 70 or 80 doesn't mean you can't go somewhere that's fun, go somewhere that young people go, somewhere trendy. It's always exciting and interesting, and that excitement and interest at times carries over to how you feel about that person at the end of the date. Be careful when you're dating. What you don't want to talk about is your ailments. Your family and friends don't mind hearing about your new hip, but I'll tell you, a date doesn't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear anything about it, even if they've had parts replaced. They don't want to hear about it. And sometimes you have to change your idea of what dating in your 70s or 80s looks like. Maybe you don't want to get married. Maybe you don't want to share a household with someone. Maybe you want somebody to travel with, someone to go for dinners with, someone to spend leisure time with, but you want to keep your own home. You want to keep your own assets. And dating can look very different when you're 25 or 30 and you want to start a family and start a life with someone than it does when you're 70. You want to kind of be having fun and going out and doing all those things, but sometimes it's nice to have your own space as well. And I see that as a new trend, and together but living apart. It's a huge new trend with people that are older, and it seems to work out really well with people. I've had hundreds of couples over the years that have done it and have been very, very happy.
So, Linda, if anyone is interested in dating, regardless of what they want their end result to be, and it may not be marriage, you're willing to talk them through and coach them and help them find the right person. Am I right?
Yes, I'm always willing to give you tips and tricks, and I always like telling you the dating do's and don'ts. And coaching is part of what you're paying for, so I'm happy to book a coaching session at any time throughout the process with you.
And the number that's best to call to reach you?
416-777-6302 or 1-877-334-9041. The website is mistyriverintros.com. And you can book a free consultation right on there at a time that suits you. And it's a free consultation. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on how the service works and what you can expect if you were to become a member.
Cupid exists. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, her name is Linda Miller, and all you have to do is call her. You can move forward in your life and stop kicking yourself for not doing things. Instead, forgive yourself and move forward. The number to reach Linda, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready joins us. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I think people need to know that they can have dental work done at home. So what do you want to talk about today?
I want to say that there is something that's been overlooked, and that's denture hygiene. Oral care is so important. We know that caring for a parent or loved one who can't fully care for themselves isn't always easy. And obviously, here we are to help because we know PSWs, we work directly with them, and we've given them our tips and tricks with dentures and denture care and denture hygiene. So we want to make sure that the person, the listener right now, can hear us and that we see them and we know their trials, we know their tribulations, we know what they're going through with the dentures. And any and every denture wearer knows that gums are completely covered by the denture material. The gums need time to breathe, and we recommend at least 8 hours per day without dentures. That's usually overnight. Now, we know some couples, they don't like to take their dentures out at night, and that's totally fine. So what we recommend is that when they're doing some chores around the house that day, that they take them out then, or they get in the shower, do their morning routines, that they keep their dentures out, and then they can use them again to chew with. So this helps prevent any irritation, soreness, bacteria buildup, and keeping gums healthy and comfortable. Now I'd like to share a few stories. First, Mrs. Gwyneth, she's 82. She loves her afternoon tea, and she has a sparkle in her smile. Well, she did until her denture started causing her trouble. Her daughter noticed that she wasn't eating much, and her dentures were slipping, causing sore spots. We came in, and we were able to assess her. We checked her dentures, gave them a professional cleaning, adjusted the fit, and shared some simple tips with her daughter and the caregiver. Now Gwyneth is eating comfortably, she's smiling proudly, and her daughter knows exactly how to keep her mom's dentures clean and comfortable. And this is so important to us because we always follow up with everybody after we do our mobile service and we assess everything. We leave pamphlets behind, we leave emails to the caregiver, and they know exactly what to do. And everybody has a happy story at the end, Marilyn. So the next story is Mrs. Lorraine. She hadn't smiled much for months, actually probably over a year, and her dentures felt uncomfortable. Her lips didn't feel natural, and she avoided laughing in front of her grandkids. Well, once we learned this, of course, we thought, why? So when we asked her, Lorraine, do you want to smile? Are you smiling lately? And she said, no, I don't smile. So we thought, okay, now, Lorraine, we're going to have to adjust her dentures for her own custom natural dentures that she had. When she got them, she said that she used them just fine, but over time, they just weren't working anymore. So we made sure that her lips were where they're supposed to be, because on top of dentures, they have a certain crease. Maybe she had one side higher than the other, and her lips just didn't feel right for her. Her smile was a little bit crooked, so we were able to adjust her dentures accordingly. And then she started smiling again. Her grandkids noticed, and they spent a whole weekend telling her jokes just to see her beautiful teeth and hear her laugh.
Suzanne Salga, you can have dental work done at home. You can be a happy story. 647-204-4478 for a complimentary consultation. That's 647-204-4478. Thanks, Suzanne. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Today, in honor of the National Day of Forgiveness, I want to share Jessica's story. At 20, Jessica was a sample size and weighed 118 pounds. By 30, after having two children, she was about 135 pounds. At 40, her life was busy. She had two children and very little time for herself, and she reached 160 pounds and was probably a size 16. As a stay-at-home mom, comfort came first, and she threw on elastic waist pants and baggy tops. And later, she wore loose, swingy dresses or swing tops and tights. The problem was that those clothes became a camouflage, and they didn't show her true size, so she didn't notice how much her body was really changing. When she came to see me, she was going to be a model in a fashion show, and she told me that she thought she was about a size 16 or maybe an extra large. But when I went to measure her, the tape measure wasn't long enough. In reality, she was a plus size, closer to a 3X or 4X. Jessica was mortified. She teared up and she said, "I don't think I can be a model in your fashion show after all. I'm huge. I'm just too big." That's when we paused and had a heart-to-heart. I had her look in the mirror and I described the woman I saw. And I asked her not to consider the size of the garments we were looking at, but at the woman standing there today. She was a vibrant woman with dark eyes, bold lips, striking features, and a presence that no size could diminish. She wasn't just someone's mom anymore. She was a successful art gallery owner and an artist. Rather than punishing herself for having gained weight, I asked Jessica to please reconsider and definitely be a model in my fashion show. Jessica decided to embrace the woman she was. We dressed her in a flowing black three-piece pantsuit, palazzo pants, a swingy tank top, and a geometric swing jacket that flattered her curves. The outfit was completed with hoop earrings and a bold necklace that highlighted her features. Jessica walked out radiant, confidently, and ready to shine, not as who she used to be, but who she was now, today. And that's the lesson. In life, things don't always go as we plan. But that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the present moment. Forgiveness isn't just for others, it's for ourselves too. Psychologists have found that self-forgiveness reduces stress, strengthens self-worth, and increases motivation. One study from the Journal of Behavioral Medicine even showed that people who forgive themselves for past mistakes are more likely to set and achieve new goals. In other words, forgiving ourselves doesn't mean giving up. It means giving ourselves the freedom to move forward. There's a quote I love by Maya Angelou. "Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better." Jessica learned that lesson. She forgave herself for the years she'd stopped paying attention. She accepted her body as it was in the moment. She was grateful that she was healthy, and she dressed her present body with confidence, and at the same time, she set new goals for her health and for her future. On this National Day of Forgiveness, Jessica's story reminds us that we all are works in progress. We can embrace the person we are today. We can forgive ourselves for what we didn't do yesterday, and still set goals for tomorrow if need be. But most importantly, let's not waste the precious time we have by waiting for a better weight or a better life to begin for any reason. The best life is the one we live fully, confidently, and beautifully today. Jessica's story is an example of the kind of thing you'll read in my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. I now have it, and I can ship a signed copy to any listener who wishes to order it. The cost, $20, and the local shipping is free. I've got my picture on the cover, and the text is in a large font. Thank you to Mary, who ordered 7 copies for gifts to her friends and family. So please call me if you wish to order a signed copy of my book. We can chat, and I can give you wardrobe doctor tips if you wish. And yes, you can get my book. My number, 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Now, as promised, Bria Rantala, the disability tax expert from Disability Tax Results Team, is back with us, and she's going to explain all she can about the disability tax credits. Good morning, Bria.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here and to be talking about the disability tax credit. A lot of people don't know about the disability tax credit. So for us, we like to really educate people. All of our consultations are free. So when we're talking about who is eligible for the disability tax credit, there isn't really an age limit because disabilities don't discriminate against age. So when you're thinking about how could this apply to you or somebody that you may know, think of anywhere from a minor, a child, to a working adult, to somebody who's even retired. The Canadian Revenue Agency has made this a transferable credit. And what that means is that even in the event if you have lower income earnings or you don't work at all, we can take this disability tax credit and transfer that onto somebody else's income who is a family member that financially supports you, either through food, shelter, or clothing. There's lots of great benefits that come along with having the disability tax credit. If you're doing this for a child, for example, you can have the parent claiming the disability tax credit, but then also the universal child benefit that Canada has set up for families, it switches into a child disability benefit, which is essentially that benefit at an increased rate. So families can really get lots of opportunity and refunds that can be put towards children with special needs. Somebody who is retired, for example, maybe they don't have a taxable income. Maybe they count on their children or other family members to help support them through their daily needs. And if that's the case, then that supporting family member can claim the disability tax credit on their income tax. There's also things such as a caregiver credit. These are all things that can support families who are faced with challenges that have family members with disabilities.
But I'm going to ask you, what about the disabilities? What kind of disabilities qualify for a tax credit?
So really, it's very wide in terms of what could qualify you for the disability tax credit. It could be something like a learning disability, autism, ADHD, schizophrenia, things like that for mental functions, and a wide array of much more. Something that we also commonly see in mental functions is PTSD. So some examples that would be for walking could be arthritis. You could have missing limbs. It's not just about being wheelchair bound. It's just about, do you require an inordinate amount of time to walk 100 meters? That is the distance that CRA is looking at when meeting minimum eligibility.
So we really don't know what we don't know. Disabilities, unfortunately, come to us in a big variety. And the only way we really can find out is by talking to someone like you, because you know the parameters. So if someone wants a tax credit or wants to find out if they're eligible, you said you don't charge for a consultation. So how do we reach you?
Yeah, we can be reached at 519-265-3145. All of our consultations are free. It's a quick conversation regarding your impairment to see if you meet CRA's minimum eligibility standards.
And basically, you've been doing this for a long time. So anyone listening who is interested in finding out if they or a family member or loved one qualifies for a tax credit, remember, there's no age limit, and the CRA has a transferable credit. So it means, as you heard from Bria, that there's information that will help get that tax credit. And it all starts with a complimentary consultation, a conversation with either Peter Curtis or Bria Rentella. Disability Tax Results is the name of the company. And the phone number, 519-265-3145. That's 519-265-3145. You don't know what you don't know, but you can find out and learn from the experts when it comes to disability tax credits. All you have to do is make that one call, ask your questions, and get your answers. Bria, thank you for sharing that information, and I look forward to speaking to you again and with Peter and learning more about that tax credit. People need it, and we need to know more about it so we can actually ask for it if we qualify. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. I appreciate you having us on.
Applying for the disability tax credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability Tax Results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Losing weight, we need to exercise. It happens to everyone on occasion. You toss and turn all night, so you're too exhausted to lace up your rocking shoes the next morning. Or maybe you had a rough day at the office and you just want to go home and flop on the couch. These are countless reasons why you might be too tired to exercise. But here's why you should ignore them and exercise anyway. It turns out that exercise can actually boost your energy. It increases the amount of oxygen and nutrients that are delivered to your tissues, nudges up levels of energy-producing mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell that produce energy, regulate calcium, control cell death, and improves your sleep. Moreover, it just makes you feel better by increasing your blood levels of endorphins, the feel-good chemicals that are often credited for the runner's high. Some tricks to help you get started: mark your exercise on your calendar and schedule it as an appointment. Recruit a workout buddy makes it more fun. Lay out your exercise clothes the night before. Seeing your workout clothes ready makes it harder for you to skip. Sign up for a group training class. If you reserve a spot, you're less likely to cancel. So if you would like to try my online group training sessions complimentary for 2 weeks, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
If you want to boost your energy and lose weight, then you need the help of Christine, the health coach. And she's making it easy. She's offering 2 weeks free of group training. So take the number down, have a conversation, and get organized and get started. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll speak next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn.
I have a question for you because I've had a listener call me and they say you're offering to do bathroom renos and front door things and stairs, but they want to know, can they stay in their home during the renovations? Is that possible?
That's an amazing question because I get asked that a lot. And the answer to that question is I'd say 95% of the time you can stay in your home. What we'll do is we will seclude the area, we'll put up vapor barriers around the house. So if, for example, we're working in your bathroom, we'll plastic it all off and we'll make sure we contain the dust within the bathroom or the hallway or basically whatever space we're given, so that dust isn't traveling into your own bedroom. We do our very best. We also set up ways that we can take the air from the dust from the air and get it to the outside with some very high powered fans. So in answer to your question, yes, you can stay in your home during a renovation.
And I guess the other question is, are there funding or grants available for accessibility renovations?
That's another great question. Yes, there is. So there's one funding program. I can't mention the name, but they offer up to $15,000 towards renovations for accessibility. It's based off of income and your disability. So if you are interested in learning more about the funding, I can give you all the details, the paperwork, and I can help you through that process.
So basically, we can stay in the home during renovations most of the time, and we can get funding, and you're willing to walk us through how to access that funding. Now, explain also about the Forever Home Assessment.
Yeah, so the Forever Home Assessment, I come to your home, and we can zone in room by room of what you're looking to make safer or what you want to renovate. If you're looking to do a bathroom renovation, I will come up with a full plan. If you're looking to reorganize that bathroom, like I said, a design, you'll get pricing, you'll get the ideas of how you can stay in your home forever. And that's just an example for the bathroom. If you want to go into the kitchen, we can do that as well, or anywhere throughout the home. I call it the Forever Home Safety Check. And, you know, it is a very detailed assessment. So I do charge $89.95 for the assessment.
Well, Daniel, you know what I'm going to ask you for, because week to week you're able to help people save a little money by offering a special. So please do.
For sure. So for this week, the first two callers, I will give away the assessment for free. So if you call me at 647-206-6409, I can give you one of those free assessments.
So Daniel's an expert in accessibility, and he's been doing this for a long time. He can walk you through the process and answer your questions. And also, if funding is available, he can help you with that. One call gets you started at 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
I'm going to take a moment to answer a listener's question. I was asked how someone can hear a show they've missed or rehear a show that they particularly liked or share it with a friend. And all those things are possible. All that has to happen is you log on to zoomerradio.ca and the shows are podcast there. You just scroll down the podcast till you see From a Woman's Perspective and my picture, and then you'll have the shows. And you can share them or listen to them again as you prefer. Also, you can log on to my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. The shows are archived there for your listening pleasure. Either way, enjoy the show. And if you have questions, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. As we come to the close of this National Day of Forgiveness show, I'd like to leave you with a few final reflections on how we can bring forgiveness into our own lives. When wrongdoing breaks a relationship, we don't just lose the bond we once had, we experience grief. Grief isn't only about death. Sometimes it's about living losses, the friendships that faded, the relationships that shattered, the people who chose to walk away, to ghost us. Those losses weigh us down unless we make space for healing and forgiveness. And healing is possible even after a deep hurt. In Japan, there's an art form called kintsugi. When a bowl or a piece of china breaks, it isn't thrown away. Instead, the cracks are carefully filled with gold. The repaired vessel is whole again, and often more beautiful than it was before. Forgiveness can work like that. Sometimes relationships never may be what they once were. But with sincerity, empathy, love, and forgiveness, bonds can sometimes be repaired and made even stronger. And when a relationship can't be restored, Forgiveness can still fill the cracks in our own heart, making us whole again and more resilient than we were before. Part of living is accepting life's imperfection in others and in ourselves. When we misstep, we need to ask for forgiveness. And when others hurt us, we may receive an apology. But forgiveness doesn't require us to accept an apology that isn't sincere. We can acknowledge our own truth. We can recognize our story is valid and still choose to move forward without carrying the weight of the pain. Forgiveness also doesn't mean tolerating toxicity. Sometimes the most loving act we can do for ourselves is to forgive in our hearts, but step away from those who continue to hurt or harm us. Forgiveness is not about excusing. It's about releasing. It allows us to trust ourselves again, to stand in our own truth firmly, and to clear space for peace to take root. It's been said that an apology is the super glue of life. And when apologies are sincere and forgiveness is real, they can mend even the most fragile of bonds. But even if the cracks remain, even if a relationship can't be restored, forgiveness can still set us free. The late Lewis Smedes wrote, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you." That prisoner might be locked in anger at someone else or trapped in guilt toward ourselves. In either case, forgiveness holds the key. So how can we move toward forgiveness? We can start by recognizing the value of forgiveness and all its benefits. We can identify what needs healing and who we want to forgive. If we're struggling, we can reach out and join a support group or seek counseling. We can acknowledge our emotions about the harm done and name the pain honestly. We can recognize the toxicity of carrying hate or anger and make a conscious choice to release it and to forgive. We can choose to forgive the person who has hurt us, and in doing so, release the control and power they've had over us. But what if forgiveness feels impossible, especially when someone doesn't admit that they've done us wrong? Then we can turn to empathy. We can try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. And as the old saying goes, we can walk a mile in their shoes. And sometimes when we do, we'll discover that they were too broken or limited or acting from pain. And sometimes reflecting on moments when we were forgiven can help us find the strength to forgive someone else. So let's make a plan for forgiveness going forward. We can choose to forgive someone else. We can choose to forgive ourselves. We can seek to heal a broken relationship where it's possible. And we can realize that forgiveness is not about changing another person. It's about changing our own heart right here and now. Each of us can take small actions or big ones and reclaim our peace of mind by forgiving. When we do, we can set ourselves free. And in setting ourselves free, we open the door to love, to peace, and to brighter tomorrows. Before I say goodbye, I want to say thank you. Thank you to our healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts for sharing their time and knowledge. And most of all, thank you to you, for listening, for opening your heart and mind, and being willing to reflect on the gift of forgiveness. Please remember, your From a Woman's Perspectives team is here for you. You're always welcome to call us or email us. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under the On Radio heading and you'll see the sponsor expert list. And you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And I hope you'll plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. Until then, make space in your life for healing, for peace, and yes, for forgiveness. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.